RNIB want you to get involved. They want you to help shape the charity as it goes forward. And that's why they're asking you to play your part, which is a way of getting you involved. You have a chance to experience things, give your advice, and much more. Now, Natalie Swiderska from RNIB coordinates all this. And it's your baby, really, isn't it, Natalie?
Oh, yeah, I've become very protective over it. Yeah. Trying to get it to do really good things. So, yeah, love talking about it and working on it. It's brilliant, actually, because it's really varied, which keeps me interested too. So hopefully it'll interest lots of people.
And some of the opportunities are quite amazing, aren't they? It can be anything from perhaps being asked to contribute to a television programme to perhaps trying out a computer game and all points in between.
Yeah, we've had loads of things from the BBC, Horizon programmes. We've had lots of researchers that are doing some big pieces of work. We've had, things from local councils, things from transport, and lots of projects within RNIB that we're working on. So, yeah, really, really varied. It's really good.
And, of course, the thing is, we have new opportunities all the time, and you've got a couple to tell us about.
Yeah, they've just come in this morning, so you'll have to bear with me a second. So the first one is for the West Midlands Network Committee. So the network is the local team that's working in the West Midlands, and they are wanting to build a network committee of blind and partially sighted people, local professionals and other sort of people interested in sight loss in that area and services in that area. So they're looking for a few more blind and partially sighted people to get involved and sort of put their name forward for that. You will have to go through a bit of a interviewish process. So you'll have to provide a statement about yourself and talk about your relevant experiences and knowledge and skills. And there will be like an appointment process. So you will have to kind of get in touch with the local team to find out a bit more and tell them that you're interested. The closing date to get in touch with them is a couple of weeks' time, so the 18th of July, and they will be doing some informal interviews the following week. So to get in touch, I can give you those details now. It's Kim Taylor at the local team, so it's kim.taylor@rnib.org.uk. Or if you Google RNIB Play Your Part, it'll pop up on the board there and you can find more details and the contact details there. So that's the one that came in this morning. The other one that's come in today is for children and young people and parents of. And we're looking to just ask you to do a survey about your experiences in education. So that's going to kind of inform some of our campaign work. So the team, our campaigns team nationally, are leading on this. So if you want to get in touch and do the survey, again, probably the best way is to Google RNIB Play Your Part and find the survey link there, because it's quite a long one. So hopefully you'll get involved in that and share your experiences and help influence some change.
Now, you mentioned the message boards. That's also another aspect of Play Your Part, isn't it, where you can actually just put your views on things on there?
Yeah, we've got community boards that have got lots of different discussion topics on there. Play Your Part's got its own place to share all of these new opportunities. So you can go to the Play Your Part board any time of the week, any time of the day, and see if anything's new's popped up, because in between us talking, Simon, there's always new things happening. So have a look on there. You can also sort of subscribe to that board, so you'll get email reminders or links when a new thing pops up, so you can be the first to find out what's going on. With on those boards, we've also got things about the quick polls, which we can talk about in a bit, but there's lots of things about asking the community for help, talk about eye conditions, talk about campaigns, employment, anything that you fancy you can sort of discuss on there. Even RNIB Connect Radio have got its own little board, so you can discuss what we've been talking about, any topics, any programs you want to share and sort of and connect with on there, you can do that.
And also that a lot of people are a bit worried about the effects of Brexit and wondering who is perhaps lobbying to make sure that we still have support if we're living with sight loss after Brexit. Is that something that we can approach RNIB about?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you wanted to start a discussion, ask any questions, using the community boards or actually even the Facebook groups. If you're in a local Facebook group, you can start a discussion on there. I think we have started to do some of our own kind of campaign work. If you Google again RNIB Brexit, there are some articles that we've started to create to kind of help people kind of look at what might be, how it might affect you in the future. But we want, I guess, yes, we want to kind of know some of the concerns you might have. But so post that on any of the boards and ask us a question and we'll get back to you.
Right, now we're going to talk about quick polls now, which is something that's been brought in fairly recently. Tell us a little bit about them.
Quick polls are exactly kind of what they say. They're a quick poll just to ask for your opinions, see what your experiences are, how you feel about something. And we use them for just for interest purposes at the moment for some of them. So just so we can gauge a feeling. But actually, a lot of them are being used to kind of change our thoughts about things and help us to decide how we tackle something or what we do with something. Maybe kind of in the future, it'll influence some of our some of what R&IB does in, you know, as the bigger organisation. So they're quite important. We've been running them since January. And they've been going really well. We've had ebbs and flows in the number of responses, and we desperately want to try and get those into the hundreds so that we can start influencing the public more and telling the public more about what people feel about things and what it is that really bothers people or what people really like to do, what people want to get out of life. We can do some publicity, we can do some stories around that and get that into mainstream. We can respond to mainstream things like Brexit in the future if we get more and more responses. We just need to be more and more representative. So the more of you who get involved in this, all the better. So it's a great way to give your opinion on lots of different topics. Last week's poll results are now in, and we asked you about driverless cars, bucket lists, which was a question that came from the community yourselves, and an R&IB fun factoids, which is something I'll explain in a moment. So the driverless cars one, we asked about what was the thing you miss most about driving. Now, again, this topic came from the community, and the responses that you gave were actually quite moving. They fell into kind of four main themes, and the first two was about freedom and independence. They were very common, as you would imagine. And the other two were around convenience, spontaneity, and the difficulties around public transport. But the fun ones at the end, again, were comments that I found quite interesting, which showed that there's more to sort of motor vehicles than the practical side, when people were talking about being petrol heads and speed demons, which I quite liked. It's really good. The good thing about this, we then asked a question about your concerns about driverless cars, I guess, and obviously safety was a big one. And the great thing about this is one of the teams within R&IB are currently having discussions with some influential people who are designing and developing driverless cars. So we're able to use these responses in those discussions, and the quotes that you've given and your real life, you know, opinions on this will influence that. I mean, they were specifically asking me for direct quotes from people. So it's absolutely brilliant that you've all given your thoughts and feelings on that, so we can use that directly to influence the developers and the people influential in designing driverless cars. That's great. The other topic was around bucket lists, which was a bit more lighthearted. And we found that half of you actually don't have a bucket list, but the most popular response after that was that you wanted to visit a place or wonder of the world. And at that point, I think I just remind you that if you need any advice or support on kind of going to a place or wonder of the world, we've got lots of advice and guidance on the R&IB web pages. We've got a whole section around holidays, and lots of people talk about their experiences of going on holiday as well in the R&IB Connect forum. So take a look at those if you want a bit of advice or a bit of encouragement. And final part of the past quick poll was around fun factoids. Now, these were something that we put out 12 suggested facts that you might want to know about from R&IB. You were able to choose three, and from those, we picked out the top five. So the top five that you wanted to know about was: what household products have we helped to make accessible that people might not realise about? What was the most bizarre call that the helpline has ever received? What was the weirdest fundraising activity that someone has ever done? Which high-profile individuals or companies have we worked with? And what's been the most borrowed, downloaded book title? So the idea is that we will hand over these to the team that are working on designing and putting together the 150-year anniversary-themed magazine later this year. So you'll get the answers to some of those questions and a lot of others, I think, in that magazine then. So take a look, keep a lookout for that later this year. So that was the poll. Really, really interesting. Really great to get everybody involved. Lovely to see some great comments and thoughts about things like driverless cars. We are picking up, so then the quick poll that's out at the moment, we've picked up on some of those themes that came out. So we've done one on holidays and using the bus public transport system. So we kind of captured a few of the kind of a couple of thoughts that came out of this poll and have rolled them into this new one. So get involved in that if you haven't already. Again, you can Google RNIB quick poll and you'll find the link to that. Or you can call the team and ask them to do that on your behalf, which is 0303 1234 555. So get involved. It would be great. And we just want to get more and more of you to share your opinions with us so we can do more with it.
I mean, just out of interest, is there a general feeling that the Connect community are all for driverless cars?
The majority, so 51%, actually said yes, you would want to use them. There were some comments around that then said, well, you had concerns around safety, obviously, and you wanted to see that it was improved road safety for drivers and passengers. And I think this comes down to some of the electric cars that are more silent. But lots of people said, actually, yes, it would be great because you would love the independence. You would love the chance to drive again. You want to be able to go where you want, when you want. A few other things that came up were you had concerns about maybe the cost of it and how the insurance would work. So there's lots of still things to iron out around that. And, you know, who would be insured? Who's liable? Lots of big questions, really. And I don't know if we've got the answers to those yet, but that's what needs to work being worked out. I mean, one of the things that I hadn't thought about was the ease of parking and maybe having to or being able to park in the same spot if you go anywhere. So if you're going into town, you know exactly where you are when you get out of the car. And then actually a couple of you raised questions actually whether you would still be able to use a driverless car because would there need to be a responsible or a sighted driver to take over and do the parking or take over at emergencies. So, you know, there's still a lot of questions about actually how this technology will work, who's responsible and how people, blind and partially sighted people could actually benefit from it. The team that I mentioned to you that are working on feeding that back are very keen that actually these are usable for blind and partially sighted people, and they can make use of the full technology around that. So I think they're pushing that agenda to make them so that people can use them independently. Who knows what will happen? Feels like we're still very early days of all of that. It's funny that this is the future though, but it's brilliant that if they do become something that is reliable and safe, that it will give people much more independence to be able to get out, go where they want to, when they want to, which seems to be everybody's dream based on the sort of the first response to the question of freedom and independence about the things they miss about driving. So that will definitely meet that need there.
And it's just an example of this kind of information is the kind of information that will be fed back to the industry as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so like I say, the team are going to be working with those influential people to kind of make sure they hear these feelings and these quotes and these thoughts from people. So it's really, really, really important that it's really great actually we've captured this. It's a perfect timing. It wasn't really done. We didn't really plan it this way. I think this question came from the community. So obviously it's in the public domain at the moment. People are talking about it. So it's just very great that we've been able to pass this on to the team and who are now going to be talking to, like you say, the industry around this. So, yeah.
So take advantage of this. This is the kind of things that you'll be dealing with on Play Your Part. So all you have to do is Google RNIB Play Your Part and it'll take you to the page. And there's also RNIB Quick Polls as well. And it's all very simple as well. Natalie Swiderska, thank you so much for keeping us up to date. We will speak to you very soon.
Thank you.